Okay, so I went for one practice surf with my friend last week. I had fun, but I also copped it big time. Proper barreled, I think the term is. I'm learning how strong our bodies are, how resilient, and it's really helpful because I've always been afraid of hurting myself. But after getting completely winded by the board, I survived, and I still managed to kind of catch a wave in after that. So after our second lesson, I asked one of my coaches, Sam, for a bit of an update on my progress.
My name's Sam, and I've been coaching here for probably just under 3 years, and I've been surfing for about 8 years myself.
Do you reckon we made much progress from last week?
Definitely, yeah. Every time we do this program, the progress each week is unbelievable, and it's really just kind of putting time in the water, really feeling what the board's doing under your feet.
So I got one wave in where I stood up and was like very stoked, and then after that, it wasn't really happening.
Yep.
Did you see much of what was going on for me?
Yeah, there's a few things that I saw with you that I was thinking for next week we could definitely work on, and putting your hands, not grabbing the board.
You're grabbing the board. So I was holding it kind of like a boogie board?
Yeah, holding it on the sides. You don't want to hold it on the sides. You want your hands flat on the board, and you're going, dragging your knees straight up.
Yeah.
Let's try and get out of that habit. Also, kind of really lean on your hands, rely on your hands to bring your feet through underneath you instead of your knees through underneath you.
All right, that's my goal for next week.
Last week, after I talked to you about my first lesson, Maureen called in to dob in her 70-year-old twin sister. She told me that not all the girls sat on the beach watching their boyfriends surf back in the day, least of all, Sue. So I decided to track Sue down.
Hi, my name is Sue Hampson and I lived at West Coast Highway in Scarborough.
And so your twin sister dobbed you in last week. She told me that you started surfing at a very young age. How old were you?
14 when I started surfing. That was 1964. Well, our house was right at the northern end of Scarborough Beach, so it was between what was then known as Scarborough Beach and Trigg Island.
So this is before, earlier than the classic surf film Puberty Blues is set, and that film shows a lot of the girlfriends sitting on the beach watching the surfer boyfriends. Tell me what it was like to be a girl on a board on the waves back then.
Well, that was quite different because, yes, Puberty Blues was very spot on in the fact that I would say there was most probably on the average 50 boys, and I know that there was three girls down there that surfed, and one was Tamara Bemberthy, the other one was Bev Chapman, and the third one was myself.
Wow. And what was the response of the boys?
Well, you actually had to surf quite well for them not to drop in on you, which would be no different nowadays, let's say, to a learner surfer going out with experienced surfers and, you know, earning the respect of being able to catch a wave, stay on the wave, and surf better or easily just as good as them.
And where did surfing take you, Sue? How much did you pursue it?
Well, they didn't have the competitions as much then as what they do now because it was a very new area. They did have competitions down at Yelling Up, but that was mainly for the men at that time. They had just started to introduce a few competitions for girls because there were girls that surfed at different beaches. I only went in for one competition, and that was that's probably before I started driving, around most probably around about 1967, 1968, and that was that one competition down in Yelling Up. But that was a whole new experience for me, surfing over a reef. Pretty scary for me. I'd only ever surfed over a sandbank.
How brave. When was the last time you surfed, Sue?
Oh, somebody did ask me that the other day, and I must admit it must be at least 10 years since I've jumped myself on a board. I do have a stand-up paddleboard nowadays, but no, not a surfboard anymore.
Good on you. Okay, Sue, what's your advice for beginner surfers like me?
Start with the whitewash. Make sure you get up there, get your balance, and then immediately get out back and take it on, and don't be afraid.
What an inspiring lady. I decided to ask some of the other women how they're going at surfing school and if there's anything that held them back from jumping on the board when they were younger.
I'm Lauren. I've been surfing for a few months now. What made me start was my partner's big into surfing, and we used to go on camping trips and I'd be sitting on the beach either taking photos or watching him, and I thought, why not get out there and give it a go myself? So, yeah.
How did you go today, second lesson?
Really good. I think, yeah, starting to get a bit more confidence and not overthink it too much. I think that's my biggest flaw, is overthinking it.
Is there a reason you think that you didn't start like young as a kid or as a teenager?
I think probably doubt, like self-doubt. I never picked myself as like an outdoorsy person until now, and I think probably just being critical of myself, and I didn't really have a lot of friends that were like into surfing, but now that's changed a lot, and yeah, it doesn't really matter. I can find friends that are into surfing, and yeah.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I'm a hand therapist during the week, so I work with people who have hand injuries. I just don't think I had the time. I was more based in landlubber sports, so netball, volleyball, that sort of thing.
And how do you feel that you went today?
I think I've improved today. I used a slightly wider board and I felt like I worked on my pop-up skills, so I think feeling more confident for next week.
So my name's Jo. I'm 19 years old, and normally during the week I work at Bunnings. I did want to start surfing. I just like didn't really know how to. I guess like not having any place to start, like having no idea how surfing even works. Even now I like don't know which waves to catch. Also like there's a big stigma around it, I think. Like I feel like surfing people are really intimidating. And I feel like, yeah, surfing people, they're always like super good looking and super like impressive and intimidating, and then like if I went out by myself I'd just be like stacking it all the time, wouldn't know what to do.
How does it feel surfing with a bunch of different aged women from all walks of life when we come down on a Monday?
It's really good. I'm a little bit like the baby. I like don't feel scared in the water at all, like because there's so many of us. I feel like any like other surfers, they're kind of more intimidated by us because we're just like such a big group.
I'll be back with my final lesson and update next week.